You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Sunday's edition of the podcast where we've got two Irish meetings. We're over the jumps at Listowel and on the flats at Gowran Park. We'll be taking in the Listowel card on this preview and early start as well at Listowel. The first race there is 12:15. You'll hear every race live from 12:05 on William Hill Racing Radio with Mark Walton, James Millman and Lord John Budden in the studio. But ahead of all that, joining me to look ahead to the card today is Mr. Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Sam. Very well, thank you.
Good stuff. The ground's eased a little bit at least though, but it's still plenty of juice in it.
There is. It's been predominantly run on soft to heavy ground throughout the early part of the meeting. It's got a little bit better, as we saw on Friday and yesterday at the track itself. They obviously used a new strip of ground, and it just looked a little bit dry. But forecast for this afternoon in particular isn't that favourable, so it might well shift to back to what we originally had, so just bear that in mind if you're thinking about taking early prices.
Okay, fair enough. So still plenty of soft ground form to be looked at then.
Definitely.
It's an early start as well today, and if I wasn't in the studio, I don't think I'd be up at this time on a Sunday.
Definitely not. When I looked at that, I did a double take thinking this is the middle of the winter time,
yeah.
Isn't it? You know, it was sort of like February or January, 12:15 start. So, the likes of Lord Budden need to be getting out of their beds quite quickly, setting the alarms. It's obviously not the best card of the two Irish tracks today. Maybe just dip into one or two of the Gowran races, just perhaps the two big races, a couple of horses to look at. But predominantly, yeah, we're going to stick to the jumpers at Listowel, with the highlight being the 2:15, the Novices Chase, which brings together several of my old favourites. So that should be worth waiting for.
Yeah, the likes of Rock the World in that contest, who we obviously saw at Galway. But we'll start at the front of the card then with the 12:15. This is a 2 mile mare's maiden hurdle at Listowel. Catcher again and Snydam are the 7-2 joint favourites at the time recording. 9-2 about Hello Sweetie. Elusive Ivy is 5-1. 6-1 for Loyalty Card. Lenora 15-2. 12-1, She's a Gangster. And it's 14s bar those. We know quite a bit about these maidens, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, you often find, Sam, with these mares-only races at the smaller provincial tracks, they are very weak, even more so when you haven't got a Willie Mullins-trained horse in a contest such as this. But that said, that makes the betting a little bit more competitive, and that's what we've got here. Basically, 7-2, 4-1 the field. You could probably fancy 5 or 6, and that's not being too defensive. It's just one of those races. What I'm basically looking at in a race like this is something that I think is definitely going to be in the frame for the podcasters, so they can have a bet on it, have a good run for their money on a horse I'm pretty sure that will run to its level. And that horse is Hello Sweetie, who once again last time out hit the frame, as she's done on several occasions in her career. She was third on that occasion, as I mentioned, behind Flaviana down in Down Royal. Of course, Flaviana ran really well yesterday in a very good race when she was upped in class. So that form as it stands isn't too bad. And she travelled quite well in that race. That was the first time she got the hood on. We see the headgear on again today. And even though she got overhauled by Catcher again in the latter stages, Down Royal's a very, very stiff track, whereas Listowel's a more speedier, sharper venue, which probably lends itself to a horse who's got a little bit more natural toe. And that's basically how I saw that performance from those two horses that day at Down Royal. Catcher again is very much a strong stayer, whereas Hello Sweet, as I said, he's probably a bit more of a nippier, sharper track horse. She's got some good form on heavy ground as well. She's third behind Whitson Dixie in a bumper at Fairy House in the depths of winter. So if it does continue to rain here at Listowel today, she's pretty much guaranteed to handle whatever's thrown at her. So the prices this morning, round about 5-1, I'd probably nominate Hello Sweetie as a fairly solid each-way recommendation there.
Hello Sweetie, it is then in the opener today at Listowel. We'll move ahead to the 12:45 then. This is the second race on the card. A 2 mile maiden hurdle here where Uncle Danny heads affairs at 6-4 on. 15-8 for Fill Your Hands. Way Wild West is a 7's chance, 16's for one goal, and 33-1 for Cool Lad. The Daxman is 66's, and it's 100-1 for the outsider Hi Ho. Uncle Danny here under Ruby Walsh, an odds on favourite. Hasn't had a run since July. What did you make of this?
Yeah, I probably would go with Uncle Danny here, just on the basis that I'm not absolutely totally in love with the second favourite here, Fill Your Hands, who's had quite a few chances of late to back up that earlier victory. But one or two slight wayward tendencies, such as jumping out to the left when it went right-handed at Punchestown to start to go an unseated rider at Galway, and fairly tamish finish when odds on the other day down in Bellystone, albeit behind Rocky Court, of course, chased down Backerson the other day at Galway. It's just, I'm just not totally, like I say, totally convinced by Fill Your Hands. So I'm going to go with Uncle Danny, as you mentioned, hasn't run since January, but that wasn't a bad race. I mean, most novice hurdles, main hurdles at Leopardstown are of a very high standard. I mean, to be fair, that race probably wasn't one of the greatest ever run, won by Gladiator King. But Uncle Danny shaped really well in that. He was sent off favourite off the back of several eye-catching runs previously, noticeably at the track and, of course, behind that very good horse of Gordon Elliott's Free Expression at Nace back in November. So the combination of all those factors made that he was a short price favourite to get the job done, and he looked like he was going to win turning in. We just didn't quite, for some reason or another, get home as well as expected. He made a bit of a mistake at the last as well, but I mean, that form is way, way ahead of what's required here to win this. He's got a rating of 126, and it's just basically whether John Queeley has got him absolutely spot on. The fact that they booked Ruby Walsh is a very positive intent, so even though he's a short price favourite, like I say, I'm not overly keen on many of the others in the race, so I'm left with only one other choice, and that's to go with Uncle Danny.
Uncle Danny then getting the vote in at 12:45. The third race on the card today from Bristol comes up at 1:15. This one is a 2 mile handicap hurdle. It's a Grade C handicap, and Tigris River heads affairs at 9-4. 11-4 about Golden Spear. Zafian is a 5-1 chance. Same price for Copy That. Time for Mabel is 7-1. 11-1 for Never Rush a Con. Jesmond Lodge 16-1. And Black Label is 20-1 to round off the eight runners. This is the richest race on the card today, and in a reasonably talented field has assembled.
Absolutely, yeah. This is probably the highlight of the day, jumping wise, quality wise, and a decent pot on the table as well, €33,000, which is definitely not to be sniffed at. Interesting that J.P. McManus, when there is a big pot available, often has more than one runner, and he's got Tigris River and Copy That. Both of them are improving, particularly Tigris River, who was impressive at Galway, beating Zafian when he was well back to do so, and he followed that up the other day with a good performance at Court that didn't go particularly quickly. But what he did do is show a good turn of foot, and that's a key to Tigris River. He has got a sharp turn of gear, whereas he would probably struggle if the ground went really, really heavy, which could end up being the case here today. So definitely keep an eye on the weather for Tigris River. Been good money for Golden Spear. He's a horse that hasn't quite delivered over hurdles what he's threatened to do. He's a decent horse on the flat, but yeah, there's a good vibe going around for him. I do like Copy That as well. I think he's a nice horse. A beautiful son of Milan. Edward Harty trains him. He's definitely going the right way. Following that Tipperary win the other day, he didn't beat a lot, but the style and the manner in which he did was suggesting that he could be very, very useful. But with the dead eight runners here, if I can get 5-1 for Zafian, as you can see by his form figures, I'm pretty convinced that he's going to run a race and be in the frame for us, particularly if the ground went very soft or heavy, because that definitely brings out the best in Dermot Wells Charge, who probably is a better horse on the flat than he is over hurdles, even though he managed to win the other day. He's nowhere near the level of the 100 rated that he is on the flat. He chased down Backerson at the Galway Festival, the start of the meeting, and then got beat by Tigris River, but that was probably on the count of the ground being a little bit too lively for him. He got the job done last time when three on. He couldn't really fail that day, and that was basically just to get that main win under his belt. But, you know, he's not badly treated if he could relate some of that flat speed to hurdles. And, like I say, if it went softer than what we've got forecast at the moment, then I would say he's a really good bet here at 5-1. So each way, Zafian with the dead eight runners is the way I'm going to play the 1:15.
Zafian then in the 1:15 for each way purposes for Andy. The next race on the card comes up at 1:45, a 2 mile handicap hurdle here, and another JP McManus favourites in the shape of Just Call Me at 5-2. 9-2 most honourable. Fires Rack is 7-1. Same price about O'Donoghue's Opera. Balafilo is 7-1. It's 10-1 bar those. Talk through this one, Andy.
Yeah, interesting, the favourite here, Just Call Me. All his best form, what I can recollect anyway, is going right-handed. He's run eight times right-handed, particularly at Cork. That track seems to suit him, flat, galloping, right-handed venue. That might be that that kind of venue just brings the best out of him. So with that in mind, considering he's been priced at 5-2, and most of his form's on good ground, I'm going to go with the second favourite here, Most Honourable, who's in absolutely fantastic nick at the moment. Of course, this horse was responsible for giving Andrew McNamara his last winner His send-off ride at Tramore. It was a fairy tale ending. It was a good victory by Most Honourable. The one thing I like about this horse, he's very, very tough and durable. And he's very tough in the finish as well, as he proved the last day down in Clonmel when he got the better of Rock on Bark. That was a decent handicap, that. There was lots of fancied horses in it. And interesting as well, Rachel Blackmore, who rode him that day, rode him expertly, gets the ride today, being as this race is a Martinstown opportunity for, of course, conditional jockeys in Ireland. And because of that association, I think she's going to have a little bit of an advantage of just knowing her horse better than one or two of the other pilots who don't know theirs as well. So 9-2 this morning with William Hill, I'd make Most Honourable. A fairly solid each-way recommendation there.
Most Honourable is then for Andy in the 145. The next race on the card comes up at 2:15. This is a 2.5-mile novice chase. And we're just rejigging the market. The time recording as Ravished has been pulled out. But in market order, without the prices, Rock the World was the favourite, followed by Guitar Pete, Railway Zera, and right down the middle. This leaves us with just the four after Ravished has been withdrawn. And Rock the World here, we saw winning a Grade 3 at Galway on his most recent start. Leaves an interesting little affair here.
It is, yeah. I'm a massive fan though of Rock the World. I have been right since his hurdling days. I followed him through thick and thin. Regular podcasters know I've gotten a bit of an affection for this horse. And I remember sort of saying when he was getting beat over hurdles that we won't see the best of him until he jumps the larger obstacles, because he's such an athletic, long striding, easy moving horse. And he's taken to the larger obstacles like a duck to water. He's had the four runs. He's won twice. He began life when winning at Ballinrobe, when he jumped absolutely immaculately. I was amazed he got beat the next day by the Game Changer, but to be fair, the Game Changer is a very good horse. And that sharp track round Roscommon just basically wasn't a stiff enough test for this horse, who has definitely got better now he's gone up in trip. Okay, he got beat by Sizing Platinum back at Galway the next day, but that horse is a decent animal trained by Henry de Bromhead. And I liked his performance of the day when he turned the tables on his old adversary, the Game Changer, back at Ballybrit, when he looked like getting headed going round the home turn, but he fought on bravely in the latter stages. He's definitely crying out for further. I don't think we're going to see the best of this horse until he runs over 3 miles in the future. I can see him contesting a lot of big decent summer jumping handicaps, such as the Kerry National round at 3 miles, even the Galway Plate down the line. I think he's a good horse for the Galway Plate next year, because, like I say, his jumping is so reassured. And I think that's the way that he'll be ridden today by Barry Geraghty. I think he'll have him off in front, particularly now Ravished is a non-runner. He'll make the most of his stamina, make the most of his jumping. If I'm being one critic of him, that which isn't probably the most positive, is the ground. I think he's a much better horse on better ground. So if it went soft or heavy, then you know you'd probably be a brave man to take 4 to 5 about him. But at the same time, I think he's the best horse in the race, particularly over fences, and hopefully his class will get him through.
Rock the World for Andy in that 2:15 event. The penultimate race on the Listowel card today comes up at 2:45, where we've got a 2.5-mile handicap chase. Curra Golan is the 2-1 favourite. Support from that in from threes. 4-1 about Wrong Turn. Gold Patrol 5-1. 13-2 for Star of Aragon and Stonehall Jack. And it's 10-1 at bar those. Who's on the shortlist here, Andy?
Not many, to be fair, Sam. Obviously, Wrong Turn's got to be a respected runner from the Tony Martin stable, and of course owned by Jim Breslin as well. Of course, loves a winner here at one of his favourite festivals. He had a winner yesterday, Ted Veal in his colours, who won that at conditions race at the back end of the card. So if there's money for that one, particularly with Dennis O'Regan booked, then we need to take evasive action perhaps. But I'm going to have to stick with the form horse, Curra Golan, for the time being, unless the market tells me otherwise. I thought he was really unlucky here last year when he got beat by Asvik in a very competitive handicap hurdle. Obviously, Connections fancied him 12 months ago, and they've laid him out for another prize here, obviously trying to gain a little bit of compensation. He's been in good form throughout the summer jumping period. His last victory came at Wexford in a decent chase when he stayed on very strongly. Although he got beat the other day at Galway, the ground probably would have been a little bit lively for him. But that said, he still stayed on quite eye-catchingly from the back of the field to finish fifth behind a barter. Didn't get beat too far. And that run should have put him absolutely spot on here. He's going to have his favourite ground. He does like to get his toe in. His last three victories have all gone on yielding or soft ground. So everything looks set fair for Curra Golan to put the matters right from last year when he got agonisingly beat in the closing stages.
Curra Golan gets the vote then, 2-1 at the time of recording for that one. The final race on the card today comes up at 3:15. They close the card with a 2-mile bumper. Chain Gang is the even money favourite here. Robbing the Prey is 11-4. 5-1 for Billy the Kid. Bobo Mac is an 8th chance. Autumn Way 16-1 and 20-1 bar those. It's well fancied, this Chain Gang, Andy.
It was a decent enough run first time out at Punchestown. Obviously went the way of Disco, who was a hugely impressive winner that day. it just looked a little bit one-paced to me late on. I mean, that might be good enough, that performance, but it didn't exactly set my pulses racing. Sometimes when you watch a horse, you think, yeah, there's massive promise there, or just modicum of ability, you know, and you're just reluctant to take a short price about him, and that's pretty much how I see Chain Gang here. I'm just interested in the money for Robin the Prey, and I'll just go with him because there's clearly a little bit of confidence behind him. Obviously, the stable are in good nick at the moment. They had one that ran really well the other day, and it's interesting that Paddy Mullins has been booked to ride this individual. So it's just a little bit of an intuition pick. I'm just really reluctant to go in short on Chain Gang. I'm not yet convinced that he's as good as what the market suggests. So I'm going to go with the money and go with Robin the Prey.
Robin the Prey then as the alternative for Andy. A little bit of money for that this morning into 11-4 from 7-2. Just run us through, please, one more time, Andy, the Listole card before we move on to your highlights from the Gowron card.
Yeah, I'll go with Hello Sweetie each way in the first. Second race should go the way of Uncle Danny. He's very much got all the boxes ticked in that particular race. I'll go with Zafian each way, despite him getting beat by Tigris River. Hopefully the ground will come in his favour, but 5-1 looks a decent each way bet anyway. Most Honourable, again, another each-way choice in the 145. Rock the World's my best bet on the card in the 215. In the 245, do keep an eye on the money, perhaps a wrong turn, but if it doesn't materialise, then that race hopefully should go the way of Corrigolan. And in the final race, I'll take a chance that Robin the Prey is very much the one that the punters side with there against the favourite.
Andy's thoughts on Listole there. We've also got action, of course, on the flat from Ireland today from Gowron Park. A decent card there, including the Group 3 feature at 2.55. Obviously, haven't been able to do that card in full, what with the timings of Listole fitting slightly better for today, but you must have some fancies at Gowron, Andy.
Yeah, just a couple of races to keep an eye on. Both of them trained by Jessica Harrington. She's got Jack Naylor dropping down in trip. Dropping down in grade, I beg your pardon, in the Big Fillies Group 3 there. And she does look a class apart here. Although she hasn't won this season, she's been very much dining at the top table, running against the likes of Pleascock and Covert Love and Qualify. Of course, she finished sixth in the Oaks. And this trip should actually suit her, I think, dropping back rather than running over a mile and a half, which is probably one of the reasons why she hasn't quite been flying the flag as high as what Connections would have liked. But she's been given a little bit of a break since that York run when she finished sixth behind Pleascock in the Yorkshire Oaks. And just basically, she looks a class apart here. So I think Jack Naylor win the 2.55. And do keep an eye on a horse that I've been waiting for quite a while. I think he's quite an exciting prospect. He runs in the last race. He's called Barnacle Bill, trained by Jessica Harrington. I really love this horse. I think he's going to be a decent hurdler over the winter. And I think that's when we're going to hear big things of this Barnacle Bill. I think he's basically been campaigned for a hurdling season in mind as a three-year-old because he's been very lightly raced. He finished third behind the St. Ledger winner Bondi Beach first time out at Leopardstown. He then won his main at Tipperary. A whole host of horses have come out of that race and proved that that form is really good. I just think he's a proper horse in the making and he's in the right hands as well. So Jessica Harrington shall hopefully have a good day on the over the jumps with my best bet down in Listole with Rule the World. But do keep an eye on those two horses I mentioned at Gowron. Jack Naylor and most notably Barnacle Bill in the last.
Couple of picks there from Andy then for the flat action over at Gowron. And do remember to tune in to William Hill Racing Radio today from 12:05 p.m. with Mark Wilson, James Millman and John Budden guiding you through a little bit of the Irish action, and also we've got all the domestic racing, of course, from Hamilton, Uttoxeter and Plumpton as well. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast this morning, Andy, and best of luck with the action today at Listole.
Thanks, Sam. It's been a pleasure. Cheers, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.